السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون. وقال ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال قال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي جلسائنا خير؟ قال من ذكركم بالله رؤيته وزادكم في علمكم منطقه وذكركم بالآخرة عمله، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers, elders, and my elders, I'm saying elder, and beloved youth, Alhamdulillah, we are very, very fortunate to be in this gathering, in this majlis. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, was asked that which majlis, which gathering is very, very beneficial and that I should take to. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three things. That majlis, that when you look at a certain person, then he reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One meaning is, it reminds you of Allah, or when you look at that person, you begin to make the remembrance of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing he mentioned, that when you sit in a gathering of that person, when he speaks, then this increases your knowledge. And thirdly, when you observe him, when you look at his actions, then this will remind you of the akhirah. A very, very great, pious person, we all know, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala dedicated one entire surah, Surah Luqman. On one occasion, he mentioned, Ya Bunay, alayka bi majalis al-ulama, that, oh my son, that stick, hold on to the majalis and the gatherings of the ulama. Wastami' kalam al-hukama, and listen to the words of wisdom of those people who are wise, those who are intelligent, those who got insight. And then he mentioned, because by sitting in such gatherings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive the dead hearts to the nur of these hikmat, basirat, insight and wisdom. Why it is important to even sit in a gathering? One example can be given. One person, as Ali radiallahu mentions the incident, one person had 19 camels. And before he died, this 19 camels formed one third of his estate. So within the one third, he mentioned, I'm giving this 19 camels. But then he made it difficult upon the people. He said, from the 19 camels, half of 19 must be given to my grandson. Half of 19 is what?
9.5.
And then he said, quarter of it, one fourth of this 19 is how much? 4.75, right? Must be given to my nephew. And one fifth, 3.8, must be given to my niece. But he made one condition. What was the condition? That the camel should be given as full. Now we are asking ourselves, how is this possible? That 9.5, 4.75, 3.8. So they were now, they were baffled. Years and years they were taking to sort out this masla. So there was one Allah wala, one buzruk, one pious person walking with his one camel. So they said, Manisa, come here, come here. You've got one important masla to sort out, inheritance. You get sawab. He said, no, I'm going to give bayan, I'm going to Islahi Jalsa, I need to give bayan. He said, oh, please, we need to sort out this masla. So he said, what is the masla? So they explained to him that 9.5, 4.75, 3.8. But the person who made wasiyat said, mustn't cut it. So he said, no problem, it's such an easy masla. Take my camel. So how many all camels are together?
20.
Half of 20?
10.
1 fourth of 20? 4. 10 plus 4? 14. 1 quarter of 20? Plus 5? 19. So he took his one camel and he went away. Must have sorted. So Luqman alayhi salam mentioned that sit in a company of such ulama, of hukama, listen to their talks, and you will benefit. And this will revive you, the person's dead heart. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down rain to revive the earth which is very dry, where there is no vegetation, there is no crops. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the rain and all of a sudden you see lush, green vegetation. In a similar vein, you are sitting in the company of the mashayikh, or people of these majalis, then you will find that a person, inshallah, will benefit. One person came to an alim and he said, I'm involved in a relationship with a girl, sending WhatsApp messages, and she's sending WhatsApp messages, I'm sending hajjas, she's sending hajjas, but now I want to get out of this, help me out. So the alim told him, said, come here, after every salah you must read this dua, Allahumma ja'alni nura, waj'al fi qalbi nura, waj'al fi lisani nura, waj'al fi basari nura, min fawki nura, tahti nura, amami nura, khalfi nura. This person started crying. He said, Ajib, dua already started having effect on him. He said, Moisa, what can I tell you? Her name is Nura. You put in Nura everywhere. As Hakim Sir Rahmatullah Ali, one occasion, he saw a small child. Children, very masoom, very shy. So Hakim Sir Rahmatullah had toffees. Yeah? Toffees. So he offered this child toffees. So the child was very shy. He looked at his Abba, his father. So his father indicated, no, go, take the toffee. So he came and he took the toffee. So Hakim Sir Rahmatullah Ali, on this incident, took a very beautiful lesson. He said, in life, there will be many, many toffees. The walking toffees. Some will be brown, some will be dark in complexion, some will be white. Different colors, different tastes. But at that time, just like the little child looked at his Abba, here also we need to look at our Rabbah. That before we do anything, before we even go forward, Allahu Akbar, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, there was a youngster. He was a very handsome youngster. And there are incidents, don't think it's only the men that are seducing the woman, it's also opposite as well. Like how in Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's story, I have so many kisahs. So in this particular story, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, this person was a very handsome youngster. So what a woman had beheld, was taken aback with his handsomeness. So she decided to commit some evil with him. So she made a plan with her servants that tell this person that there is someone very sick and he is a student of deen, he is in a path of Allah, his duas are accepted, so please can he come, request him, so he can make dua for the sick person. So naturally this youngster, a pious person, handsome person, and he had taluk with Allah, with the mashayikh, he understood what is right, what is wrong. So, but he didn't realize that this was a trap. So they got him to the house, they closed the doors, and now this woman is alone with him. And then she said that you are not able to leave from here until you satisfy my desires. So at that time, the ayat of the Quran Kareem was reflected before him. Inna alladhina attaqaw, that indeed those people who have taqwa, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, when any evil thoughts, whispering from shaitan, afflict them, تَذَكَّرُوا, then they remember Allah. They remember what's going to be the consequences, whether it's going to be Jahannam, Qabr, all the things they remember. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, and they take heed. And he started reading his eyes, and then he became unconscious. So the woman became worried. What will happen, this child, this youngster is here in my house. Now he is unconscious. So quickly she told her male servants, take him away, take him. So they took him home. And then when he came to his own home, he regained his consciousness. So his father asked, that beta, son, what happened to you? Then immediately the eyes again started ringing in his ears. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Reading it again and again, till Allah will, that this person fell and he had passed away. This was in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. So, janazah was taken place, kafan, dafan, etc. Janazah, they buried him. And Umar radiallahu anhu only came to know later on the halat and condition of this youngster, that how he managed to save himself from this woman. And then he comes, he finds out where is the qabr of this youngster. So Umar radiallahu anhu comes and he makes dua for him. And he says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَهِ. For that person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is two jannats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such, from bottom of the grave, Allah ta'ala gave this youngster taqat and power to speak, that, O Umar, you are reciting this verse, whilst I'm already experiencing this verse. Ulama asked the question, Alama Alusi, he said, there's only one jannat. We call the jannat, inshallah, Allah ta'ala unite all of us in jannatul firdaus. Only one jannat. Why two jannat are mentioned over there? He said that a person will get jannat whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will get bihuduri mawla. He will get the presence of Allah already in this world. He will feel the presence of Allah. You will get the sifar of ihsan. أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَقُمْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. And then, the second jannat, inshallah, بِلِقَاءِ مُولَى, when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected youth, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam gives some beautiful advices. And from among the advices, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam was a person who grew up in Ayla in Jerusalem. He lived for approximately over 1,000 years up till the time of Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam. He was a judge, he used to pass fatawa. And he had a lot of hikmat. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the entire ruku that وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ and hikmat أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. And after that he mentions يَا بُنَي يَا بُنَي, all his beautiful advices. So one person came to Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam. And he said that, O Luqman, are you not the same person who is a slave of and son of so and so? He said, yes, I am the slave of so and so. Are you not the person who used to tend to the goats and sheep? Were you not a shepherd? He said, yes, I was a shepherd. So he said, what astonishes me, that so many people are flocking towards you, towards your gathering. And people are taking benefit from your words of wisdom. So he said that I've done certain things in my life, inculcated sifat in my life. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see, is sifat, is qualities. For example, Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Kareem, Inna Allah ma'a as-sabirin. Allah ta'ala is with the sabirin, those who have the sifat of sabr. Inna Allah ma'a al-ladhina taqaw, wal-ladhina muhsinun. Those who have taqwa, those who have ihsan. So sifat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, liyabluwakum ayyukum أحسن وعملا. Allah Ta'ala does not say أكثر وعملا. Allah Ta'ala does not want to say quantity. Allah Ta'ala wants to say quality. The dua we read after the faraz namaz, the sunnah dua, Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadat. So husn, Allah Ta'ala wants to see beauty in our ibadat. So coming back to the incident of Luqman alayhi salam, so he mentioned few things that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored him. He said, the first one is qaddi basari, that I lower my gaze. And this whole topic on his own, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi, when he came to South Africa, on many occasions, many bayans, he mentioned the four prescriptions for success. A person must grow a wajib beard, one first length, all sides. And our respected Shaykh Munad al-Ameed Sahib Dhan Barakat explained that the beard should be kept nice, oil, comb, and it should be one foot all round. And he said, the person is married, you have to give landing lights for your wife as well. So certain part of the cheek must be clean. So, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi, very, very nicely he explained that growing the beard. Second one is to look after your nazar. He fasted a nazar. The third one is to keep our garments, that is, whether it is our kurta, our pants, above our ankles whilst we are walking, whilst we are standing. Allah wa gunnatayim, during the demise, before Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had passed away, when he had been stabbed by Firoz Lu'lu, and about to pass away, a youngster comes and he prays Umar radiallahu anhu, and he tells him, glad tidings to Umar, and then he starts to leave the gathering. Umar radiallahu anhu notices that his garment is dragging along the floor. Today, unfortunately, Allah forgive us, how many, leave alone garments dragging along the floor, we find people wearing the jeans that goes under the feet as well, under the shoes as well. And then they go to the napa place to relieve themselves, and they come with the same filthy jeans and napa clothes into the masjid. Allah protect us. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu told, they call this youngster back. Then he said, Ya ghulam, irfa izari, izar. That, oh youngster, raise your garment. فَإِنَّهُ أَنْقَى لِثَوْبِكُ وَأَتْقَى لِرَبِّكُ. Because it is more cleaner for your clothes and more taqwa in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam said, غَدِّي بَصَرِي. Today we have to spell it out very, very loudly and clearly, because some youngsters, they take the wrong meaning. We say, Malana, lower our gaze. What do? They go to the shopping mall on the second floor, and then they look down. Malana said, look down. And then you look at all the toffees that are walking up and down. And also, shaitan deceives us sometimes. Sometimes not an attractive woman. Then we lower our gaze. Yeah, see, I'm a Jini Baghdadi of the time. But then if it is an attractive woman, then we steal glances. We look at her from the corner of our eyes. When she tells us, we look at the figure, etc. This is all the deception of shaitan. The second thing he mentioned was kaffi lisani, that I protect my tongue. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi had a ring, and on there he mentioned, it was written there, al-lisanu jirmuhu saghir wa jirmuhu kabir, that the tongue is a small piece of flesh, but the crimes that he commits is very, very great. The third thing he mentions, wahyuzi farji, that I protect my sharamga. This is the whole subject on his own. In today's time, with all the attractions and distractions, the avalanche of fitnas that are coming our way, in these times, alhamdulillah, we find youth coming to the madrasa, coming, sitting in an environment of deen, sitting in an environment of the mashayikh, of the ulama-i kiram, alhamdulillah, they are protecting themselves. So we also, the ta'ifu min ash-shaytan, that also will come to us, the evil thoughts, the whisperings, we need to control our desires. We know the story, many of us maybe have studied it, of Kifal, he was from the Bani Israel, where a certain woman was afraid, she needed some money. And she came to Kifal, and she was a very attractive woman, very pretty woman. So Kifal said, I will give you the money, it was about 60 dinars. But on condition you fulfill my desire with me. Because she was heartless, in dire need, in dire necessity, she had to give in. But now when the time came, Kifal turned out to fulfill his desire with her. She started trembling and shivering. So he asked, why are you trembling? I do not force you to do it. You accepted my condition. She said, never ever has a strange man touched me. That is why I'm fearing. I've got little children, masum children. And because of I'm hard pressed, I came for some help. So Kifal took some lesson from this. He said, go, you are free. And the money, it's for you. You don't have to repay me back. And then that night, he made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made sincere tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had will. He passed away. And then the next morning, it was written on the door of Kifal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qad ghafara Kifal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven Kifal. So Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam gives his beautiful advices. Then he says, wa hifzi farji. And then he continues, he says, وَتَكْرِمِ ضَيْفِي, that I honor my guests. وَتَرْكِ مَا لَا يَعْنِي, I leave out those things which are futile. وَالَّذِينَ هُمَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Part of the ayat of Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, those who are successful. Part of those ayats, that those people who shun away from all types of evil. لَا يَعْنِي, futile. Frivolous, all these things. Like Maulana is saying about the tablet. Before, when the children had a headache, then the mother used to give them a tablet. But the tablets that we got today is giving the mother's headaches and the father's headaches. So, looking after our guests, وَحِفْزِ جَارِي, to look after one's neighbors, وَبِقَوْلِ صِدْقِي, to speak the truth all the time. So all these qualities of Luqman alayhi salam, although he was that one occasion, he was dark skinned, on one occasion someone came to Sayyid Ibn Musayyib rahmatullahi alayhi. He was a dark skinned person. And then Sayyid Ibn Musayyib rahmatullahi alayhi told him that la tahzan min ajli aswadi, that do not grieve because of your color of your skin, because there were three people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks upon, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated because even though their skin was dark. And he mentioned Bilal bin Rabah, Bilal radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Mihja, who was the feed slave, was Umar radiallahu anhu, and the third one was Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam. So all these qualities Allah, that Luqman alayhi salam had, may Allah instill in me and all of us inshaAllah. So it is very, very important from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming back to the hadith, that sit in the company of the pious, of the mashayikh, and then their taqwa will rub out upon you. On an occasion, Malana Qasim Nanoti rahmatullahi, it was very hot, and he had an overhead fan, someone was fanning him. So someone asked him, Hazrat, what is the benefit of sitting in the company of the pious? So Hazrat asked him, see this person, he's fanning me, did you also get the cool air of his fanning? He said, yes. Did he intend to fan you? He said, no, he intended to fan only Hazrat. He said, see, but sitting in a company of the pious, the cool air and the fragrance of taqwa will rub upon other people as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of sitting and taking advantage of the mashayikh. Alhamdulillah, here in Azadwal, especially the Darul Uloom students, alhamdulillah, we got Hazrat Muhammad al-Hamid sahab down barakatu, Muhammad Fazlur Rahman sahab down barakatu, Muhammad Mufti Sayyid sahab, Mutara sahab down barakatu, great, great luminaries, and they have sat in the company of great, great mashayikh. As Malana has mentioned, that when their mashayikh had passed away, they didn't sit behind, but they also took bear to their other mashayikh. And alhamdulillah, these are the jewels and gems of our times. So we've got everything on our plate, right here, right here in Azhar, right here in Darul Uloom. May Allah give us the tawfiq of taking benefit from these mashayikh. So respected brothers, once again, let us renew our intention, inshallah, that we have come to sit here in this gathering to benefit from the mashayikh, to, as Malala is saying, we should not have that attitude of being Islam-proof, that no one, I am independent, mustaghna, I am independent, no one can tell me anything. No, that should not be our attitude. But the person should humble himself. Man tawaza lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. The person, the more he goes down, he humbles himself, the more he'll soar, and more he will fly in the sky, inshallah, the more Allah Ta'ala will elevate him. So may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal whatever has been said.